Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pete Sepp is back. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, and he is here to tell us about what's going on inside the bubble, inside the kabuki dance that is called Washington politics. He's our good friend Pete Sepp. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim, and it sure is a bubble. We need to pop it.
We sure do. There's no question about that. So, Pete, before you got here, I was telling the audience about some of the tax bills that we've had and some of the tax proposals that we're getting. As you know, I was a detractor of the 17 bill because it didn't treat small businesses the same as it treated big businesses, but I liked the overall plan because it essentially fundamentally made America competitive from a tax standpoint globally. This proposal by Biden puts us back in an uncompetitive state. Not only that, in the same sentence, he used the terms very wealthy and earning $400,000 a year. I mean, in what universe do you put those two together? And this is the kind of insanity, stupidness that we're seeing out of Washington that absolutely is a train wreck for our economy and our country. What do you think?
Well, I have to agree. And these tax increases that are being proposed are spread out through several pieces of legislation, the so-called jobs plan, the infrastructure plan that the president has proposed. Has a lot of corporate-level tax increases for the so-called C-Corps. That's going to cut into American competitiveness for sure. Now we have the American Families Plan. Well, yeah. This has a lot of tax increases that are aimed at small business. Many of your listeners are going to realize that, yes, there's going to be a rate increase on households making above $500,000. That includes small business owners. The rate would go from 37 to 39.6%. But here's the sleeper tax. There's something called a net investment income tax. This was first levied after Obamacare passed roughly 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And it was aimed at wage income and certain investment income above levels that were, well, relatively well off, but certainly not super rich. Well, here's the thing. The Biden plan wants to impose that tax on active pass-through income above $400,000.
Yeah, yeah.
An extra 3.8%. Now, that is a huge money raiser, a huge pay for. Well, calling it money raiser and pay for doesn't capture the human damage that's going to do
that's
to
exactly
small
right.
businesses across America.
And the impact it's going to have, because what we have to remember, and I've written about this and I've reported on this as early as this week, for a small business, that's, and most of which are pass-through entities, meaning that the business that creates the income does not pay taxes itself. The individual, the owners, pay the taxes. But for a pass-through entity, you could have that kind of taxable income among between the couple that owns the business and the business, and not have the cash to pay it because the income, the profit from the pass through entity would be tied up in the inventory and receivables and equipment. It's not sitting in the bank.
Yeah. That's right, and of course. We get the claims that, look, we're going to design rules to shield businesses in those situations. I would never take that to the bank.
No.
Treasury, after a law passes, has tremendous latitude to write rules that can either help protect small businesses or gravely hurt them. Guess which one happens the most?
Well, yeah, and don't forget, the 8 week that we had to spend the money for PPP, that was not in the law. That was not in the CARES Act. That was created by the IRS. That's what Pete's talking about. They came up with that on their own after the CARES Act passed.
Yeah, and the IRS is about to get not only leaner but meaner. I don't even know if leaner is a good description.
Well, Biden's going to beef them up, isn't he? Isn't he going to beef up their roles?
Yes. And, of course, in testimony just a few weeks ago, the IRS commissioner said the IRS is going to get more aggressive about addressing the tax gap. And he mentioned the term, we're going to focus first on non-farm sole proprietor income.
Right.
That's you guys.
That's right.
That's the small
That's everybody listening
community.
Right now. Yeah, that's right.
And that is a danger sign. It is something that we, as former members of the Commission on Restructuring the IRS, as having been involved in taxpayer rights legislation for 30 years, myself personally, that set off warning bells. And I can tell you, we are going to be uniquely suited to push back against proposals like these. We already are. There's hope. Don't give up hope. But we have got to get mobilized now against some of the worst of these proposals.
And you and I are not talking about encouraging people not to pay their taxes. We're talking about extra harassment. We're just talking about harassment and regulations that are going to take away from our ability to grow our businesses.
Yes, absolutely. I know when you give the IRS more money and more powers to go after the bad guys, the good guys suffer too.
This
has been proven throughout history of this agency, and that's why we need to put some curbs and put the brakes on these proposals now and say, okay, let's do some evidence-based policymaking here and ensure that people who are doing a good job out there, growing their businesses, creating jobs, aren't the ones who get hurt by proposals like these.
And as we go to a break here, Pete, I want to point out, folks, we're calling it Biden's proposals, but they're not Biden's proposals. They're the proposals of the left, the political left, the radical left, who are basically running the current Harris-Biden administration. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with more reporting from our good friend Pete Sepp. National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.